Hi everyone. Just wanted to come on to another episode of It's All About You. Tonight I wanted to talk to the people who actually are being discouraged by others that are important to them, others that they actually look up to, have a lot of respect for, and they have dreams that they're trying to accomplish, and you're being discouraged by people who care about you as well as, you know, are close to you. If you know that there's something that you've been wanting to do and that you really believe that you should do, I want to let you know you don't need anybody's permission to do that. The only person that I would seek counsel from is God and just ask Him, Lord, is this your will for me and should I be doing this? And if it's something that's good, something that's going to help people, something that's going to solve a problem, I'm going to encourage you to act as if He's telling you yes. I'm going to encourage you to act as if that is what you are supposed to do. Because here's the truth of the matter. Where did you get the idea from? It could be God. And if you got the idea from God, then you should just go ahead and do it. Now, if it's not helping, if it's hurting, then that might not be from the God, the Lord that you serve. It may not be from Him. So just keep in mind that if you have had a yearning desire to do something that you believe you are led to do, and you've been getting discouraged from doing it, I want you to ignore the discouragement. I want you to press forward, even though you don't know how it's going to happen. I want you to visualize it happening and what it looks like at the end. I want you to believe that it's already happening, and I want you to act the way you would be acting as if it's already done. Yes, as if it's already done. So you will have behaviors that will be acting as if it's already done. So if you're trying to do something that you know that you're supposed to do, stop procrastinating. Get it done and believe that you're the one that's supposed to be doing it. And don't ask for permission from no one to see if it's okay with them if you get it done. Just do it. If it's helping the world, if it's helping people, if it's helping the homeless, whatever it is, if it's helping and not hurting, just do it. Be just like the tennis shoe, Nike, and just do it. Stay away from individuals that are constantly telling you what you can't do. Be around individuals who not only are telling you what you can do, but they also are doing things themselves. I'm telling you, birds of a feather flock together. And when you get around people who are moving and shaking, and you start to move, a shake is on the way. So I want you to just think about what it is that you want to do in the next 30 days. And I want you to start moving and shaking towards doing what you were called to do. Don't wait on permission. Have some courage and believe that there's a ram in the bush. If you're lacking anything in getting that done, believe that it will be supplied. Act as if it's so and just move forward. When you take one step, God will take two. But when you take no steps, there's nothing for Him to do. Hamburger, lettuce, and tomato. I like that. So walk in your calling. Do what you know you should be doing and stop waiting on approval to do so. I want you to have a great night tonight. Know that I miss you and I love you. Know that if I haven't seen you in a long time, I miss you. And if you do want to see me or talk to me, let's just do that so that we can connect. I love being connected and I want to be connected. So just know that everything in life wants you if you want it. And you are bound to have everything you're supposed to have. Lack is not of God. And if you're lacking, check your relationship with Him. You guys have a great day. And I appreciate you tuning in to It's All About You.